Good morning. It's Friday again, and we're already halfway through January. Christmas is a distant memory. All the Christmas decorations are well and truly away. And apart from the remaining bags of crisps and biscuits, and yeah, we've still got a little piece of Christmas cake hanging around in some tins. Christmas is a little bit distant memory. So really looking at January, it's been a busy month already. Reflecting on last year and looking forward to 2019 and what that will bring, and planning, which I know a lot of people are doing in their businesses at this time of year. And it's such an exciting time, looking forward to what is coming and what will be in store for 2019. Exciting times. So what have I been up to just this week? I've been up to London a couple of times. London, visiting new offices in Stepney Green with the Learn, Train, Recruit team. It was my first invitation ever to a hard hat party. So very much a chance to have a sneaky peek of some offices that they will be moving into in a few weeks' time. And very exciting stage to see it before the transition, seeing it the before, and then it's obviously going to take shape. And then hopefully, if I get another invitation, I'll be back in a few weeks, a month's time, to see the after and when they're all settled in. Incredible building though, and huge amount of possibilities, creating a hub for growing businesses. Really exciting visit, and I'm going to say it literally opens so many doors for Alive with Flavour. So that was a exciting start to the week. Then I've also been up to the Bread and Jam social. Now, Bread and Jam, lots of people are asking me, what is Bread and Jam? It's a very entrepreneurial group in the food and drink industry. Many reasons for a food business to cease trading. You know, you set up a new product, getting it out there. Every year, 16,000 food and drink brands emerge into the UK market. And most of them, 90% of them, don't even make it past their first year of trading. So Bread and Jam's all about exposing, advising, helping this group of entrepreneurs get into the market. And it was a really informative evening, where we had a speaker from Pip & Nut talking about the key retailers and how to get into those retailers in the UK. They also run Bread and Jam, an annual two-day conference for emerging and, you know, scaling, growing food and drink brands. And they bring together the food and drink founders and innovators, investors and industry leaders, and obviously the media as well. So it's a really upbeat group of people, very exciting, and hopefully this support will accelerate their brand and their businesses. So it's certainly somewhere that I really enjoy being. I got to my first social last night at the Source Market up in town, and it's something I need to be doing on a regular basis, that I know that there's lots of workshops which would be of interest. And I want to know what food brands are doing and the latest trends and how these new companies are developing, and if we need to get them out of London as well. You know, London's one thing, but the whole market is not in London. So bringing some of these down to Kent and Surrey based events. The 3rd and 4th of October 2019 is the Bread and Jam Summit, or the two-day conference that I'm talking about. So if you are listening and you have a new product, it's food and drink, entrepreneurs, if you're into marketing or industry leaders and you need to be there, pop the 3rd and 4th in your diary and have a look at Bread and Jam's website. Lots of interesting things there. And as I say, all these interesting workshops and mentoring sessions with some really exciting keynote speakers. So yeah, have a look out for that. Now, Alive with Flavour, what have we got planned this year? Most exciting news was last Friday when I announced my new supper club membership, Alive with Flavour Club. This is all on my website, www.alivewithflavor.com. Or you can call or email me anytime to discuss further. But I'm really excited about the membership and taking my supper club the next step. Costs £49, but lots of benefits. For your £49, you are actually getting a £35 supper club value. You get a free attendance to one of my supper clubs throughout the year. We've got some amazing events planned for 2019, starting in February and running right through to Christmas. So all the details, some of the theme ideas are online on my website. So go ahead and have a look at those. Now, my first supper club of the year, I really want to talk about that. It's Après Ski. Really a fun evening of food, learning and a chance for the skiers, if you've booked your holiday, to kind of get warmed up. If you are pining for the Alps, this is the evening for you. If you've always enjoyed your raclette, your fondues, all those delicious warming suppers up at the top of the mountain, Oxted is hosting the Alps on the 6th of February, 7:30 to 9:30 at Toast on the High Street in Oxted. Cost is just £35. That covers all your food for the evening. You'll be learning the recipes, giving some tips on how to produce the best fondue and raclette. I'm going to be sharing some advice and recommendations on the cheeses and the accompaniments, and just talk through the etiquette of après ski. So it's going to be a really fun evening. Working with a company called Slate Cheese up in Suffolk. And I'm hoping this is a start of a wonderful, I'm going to say, cheese relationship. I will be using them in the future, and incredible that I've come across them with their sourcing of the equipment needed for the night. So it's going to be a really good hands-on start to the year. So February Supper Club at 6th of February, and then February is the month of food. We've got so much already planned. An oyster workshop on the 8th of February, that's the Friday, and that's a daytime event, 10 till 2. And that's taking place at the wonderful Chiddingstone Castle. We did some events just before Christmas in the castle kitchens and it went so well. We're going to be having regular food events there at the castle throughout 2019, and this is our first one of the year with the wonderful Rosemary Williams. She is a shellfish expert and writer of Prep That Fish. She will be at the castle teaching us all about that famous aphrodisiac oysters, so just in time for Valentine's Day. So come along. The day is going to be an important day. We've got lots planned, starting with a cup of coffee and 10 o'clock in the morning and getting straight into the kitchen with Rosemary. She's going to talk through a variety of different types of oyster, showing us how to select and prep and shuck them ready for preparation for lunch. We've got a lovely three-course lunch planned with squirry sparkling wine, perfect accompaniment to the shellfish. And we're going to finish the day with a VIP tour of the castle. So that really is an amazing day for any seafood lovers, and a nice day to learn about something a little bit different in the oyster workshop. Then later on in the month, 19th of February, we're back on holiday with the schools for half term. And we thought it'd be fun to do our Valentine's cookery pop up at Chiddingstone this year. So we've had different locations for our cookery and baking classes and cookery camps in the holidays. But this Valentine's, well, actually the 19th of February, so just a few days later, we're going to run one of those in the holidays. That's 10 till 3:30 at the Castle Kitchens. Cost is just £50, but there are limited tickets. All these events at Chiddingstone, always limited places. We like to stop at about 12 people or 12 children. So make sure you get registered in time, because that will be a fantastic Valentine-themed cooking and baking session using fruit, chocolate, and we've actually got some secret healthy ingredients that we're going to be using as well, ready for you to take all your goodies home and share with the family and friends. So yeah, if you want more details on that, please go alivewithflavor.com or drop me a quick email at joebanks@alivewithflavor.com. I'm going to head off now. I'm going for a lovely dog walk as the sun is coming out and it's a really crisp day today. Enjoy the January sunshine.